Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party today chose former Foreign Minister Taro Aso to be its new party leader and future Prime Minister. Lydia Kane reports.
Taro Aso has long been viewed as a potential leader, and on Monday, the former foreign minister clinched the ruling Liberal Democratic Party leadership vote by a landslide. He takes over from Yasu Fukuda, who quit this month just as the economy flirts with recession and faces further damage from turmoil on Wall Street. The new leader, a Catholic who is almost certain to become prime minister, is an advocate of a more forthright approach to foreign policy. He must also now try to revive the world's second biggest economy, despite the constraints of its huge public debt. Shiro Yoneyama is an associate editor at the Kyoto News Agency. He says Aso faces opposition in parliament for his plans for the economy.
Probably his foremost challenge right now is how to deal with main opposition Democratic Party of Japan. And he's trying to pass through the supplementary budget at an early date to revive the economy.
Both Aso's predecessors quit in the face of a deadlocked parliament where the opposition controls the upper house and can stall bills, and his own party is suffering from a decline in popularity. Taro Aso, set to be voted prime minister on Wednesday by virtue of the ruling bloc's majority in parliament's powerful lower house, will be Japan's third prime minister in a year. Shiro Yoneyama says timing of an election will be crucial to Aso's political fate.
If Aso wants to stay on as LDP leader and as prime minister, timing of the general election is very crucial.
Taro Aso comes from the political establishment. He is the grandson of a premier, and after his leadership win, he told LDP members, "Standing here, I feel that this is Taro Aso's destiny." It remains to be seen, however, what his legacy will be. I'm Lydia O'Kane.